the biomimetic dentist that is changing lives.
Let's see if he's really cracked up to what he says he is. And the answer was, you are.
Well, that I always like to be legit. I like to, if you're going to sell something, you know, provide the service and the good. So my evaluation for you was what you were looking for.
Well, it was even more. It was not just a matter of finding some issues, but very clearly documenting those issues. I'm big on documentation. I think the photographs, as well as the x-rays, as well as the overall evaluation of what was going on with my mouth, my jaw, and actually mapping everything out, including the gum situation, which had not been done for almost 40 years.
Oh, wow.
I haven't had any dentist do that since back in 19, early 80s, I think. That's what told me, okay, we're not just taking a cursory look at the situation. We're taking it an overall look, a total reevaluation of what's going on. That was the big change, deciding to go proceed with the process.
Your dental consumer advocate is Dr. Randy Shoup. This is the Dr. Shoup Show. Learn more about the doc and his mission at ddsradio.com. Now, here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
Well, hello, everybody. It is great to have you here. Thank you very, very much. You know it's an honor when you decide to spend time with me. You know, it's fun when you and I get together because you and I both believe that total body health and well-being begins with your dental health. And you and I also believe that preserving your own healthy tooth structure is the highest purpose of dentistry. It's an exciting day for you and I to be together because we're going to change up the format a little bit. Rather than our normal segments, I'm going to be interviewing two amazing women who are pioneering a new form of therapy, and they're going to tell you what it's all about. They're going to tell you about a really exciting conference, convention, expo they are sponsoring in Chicago, and I will make sure that you know how to get there, when it is, and all the particulars. This is really some cutting-edge stuff that you don't want to miss. And, of course, we're always going to get to meet a good friend of mine. Now, I'm going to introduce to you Stacy. When you watch television and you watch X Games or you watch the CrossFit competition, the men and women there are absolutely amazing athletes, and she is one of them. And she thought every part of her body was as healthy as the part that everybody could see until she came to see Uncle Randy. And we changed her thinking substantially. We were able to put things back together for her, but she'll tell you how devastating it was for her mentally, psychologically, emotionally to find out her teeth were not as healthy as her body. It really made a big impression for her. But first, do you know Juicy Fruit, Beemans, Clove, Bazooka, Ice? These are all chewing gums. What if I were to tell you they might be able to detect cancer? Really? I'll tell you all about it right now.
Time to go under the microscope.
Look at me. I'm the one telling you how it is.
Well, you and I have talked in the past about a gentleman that I know, a doctor, a researcher in at UCLA in Southern California, Dr. Wang. And Dr. Wang is working on a process, a machine, where a patient can simply spit into a little teeny tiny container. They can then run the spit through this analyzer, and it can pick up all kinds of really, really, really early markers for a variety of cancers. Right now, he's working on about four or five different forms, the most popular forms of breast cancer, ovarian cancer, testicular cancer, prostate cancer, and a couple of other cancers throughout the body, liver cancer, pancreatic cancer. So that at a dental office or a medical office, all a patient has to do is spit into a little tube to get this absolutely life-saving information. Well, listen to this. chewing gum can detect cancer by analyzing your spit. The gum is designed to measure volatile organic compounds that are produced by the body when cancer invades, indicating if someone has the disease. So listen to how they plan on doing this. The gum absorbs what are known as volatiles in a person's saliva as they chew. It is then analyzed to determine if it contains specific chemicals produced in the body when a person has cancer. This is all according to Fox News. Catherine Bazemore, who is the chief executive of Volatile Analysis, the company behind the cancer-finding chewing gum, explains how volatile organic compounds are produced by the body when cancer invades. These compounds are unique to each type of cancer, and therefore, based on the analysis of the gum, doctors will be able to pinpoint which type of cancer a patient has. They choose chewing gum because it stays in the mouth for an extended period of time, allowing the compounds to be picked up, and it is durable enough to withstand the testing process. There are more than 350,000 new cases of cancer in the United Kingdom in 2014, according to the Cancer Research UK. More than 160,000 deaths. I should have told you, this is a UK company. It's not a US company. Every 2 minutes, someone in the United Kingdom is diagnosed with cancer, and with the most common types of cancer being breast, prostate, lung, bowel. Those are all the ones that are the most commonly also diagnosed in the United States. There are certain people that are not convinced of the science about this yet. I know Dr. Wang at UCLA is in his clinical trial studies right now, the machinery that he is making, which basically does the same thing. They're picking up these volatile compounds in chewing gum because they're bathed in saliva. Dr. Wang at UCLA is simply having people spit into a little mini test tube and analyzing them. And so there are specific markers for specific cancers. And chewing gum is one of the more novel ways people are thinking about collecting up those volatile compounds in the saliva and then analyzing them in some sort of machinery. So wouldn't it be cool? Let me ask you this. Wouldn't you take the time and the trouble when you go to your regular dental checkup and say, "Doc, you know, I've got prostate cancer in my family. I would like to be tested." And every time you go to the dentist, the only thing you have to do is spit into a little tube. He puts it into a little machine, and 5 minutes later, he tells you if you have any pre-markers for prostate cancer. If you're a woman, would you spend $40 or $45 at a dental office to spit into a tube and have them tell you if they see any breast cancer or cervical cancer markers? You bet you would. So this is all coming. I will keep you apprised of it, and we will be the first ones to know when it actually comes out and hits the market. Now, up next, you're going to meet two incredibly entrepreneurial, gifted, and focused women who are pioneers in a new form of therapy, and they're going to tell you all about it right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at DTSradio.com. Microscopic dentist by day, relentless researcher by night, worldwide leader in dental and overall health commentary, day in and day out.
That is a great idea.
Those are the only kind I have.
He is Dr. Randy Shoup, and this is the Dr. Shoup Show, online at ddsradio.com. Yeah, and it's been so, but what was I running for?
Well, it's great to have you here. Thank you very, very much. And I told you before, I am super excited about two amazing women that I have on the program with me right now. They are going to be in both this segment and our next segment, so don't worry. You're going to get plenty of exposure to Keely Shoup. And yes, the name should sound familiar. It is my daughter and her absolute great cohort, partner in crime, and fellow cuddlist, Lisa Meese. Keely, Lisa, how are you?
Good.
Well, Keely is in Chicago, and Lisa is in Indianapolis, and these two women are pioneers in a new form of therapy, physiotherapy, emotional therapy, and they're going to be explaining it much more accurately and acutely than I am right now. But they are really on the cutting edge of a very new and very progressive form of healing and help for human beings that have been damaged emotionally, psychologically, and this whole world of cuddle therapy. So let me do this thing first. Lisa, tell me what brings you, what is your background, how did you get to the point of being a cuddlist and involved in cuddle therapy?
So I have a variety of areas that bring me to this. I've been a yoga teacher for 15 years, so I help people get comfortable in their bodies. I'm a life coach. I have a master's in communication, so I help people get comfortable expressing themselves in the world. And the thing that drew me to cuddling was the research around touch and trauma and stress relief, that touch can help to undo some of these effects of people. And it is a new area, and so that's interesting and exciting, and it gives an opportunity to kind of figure out how we can leverage the power of connection to help people heal.
Wow, that's a very impressive background. Keely, tell me about your background. Help the folks that are listening, help them know how you came to this.
Yeah, I took a slightly different path. I was in telecommunications. I had several corporate jobs throughout the years, and I discovered cuddling through a workshop called Cuddle Party. It's run by a non-for-profit organization. And what I really found that was very transformative in my life was the idea of setting up strong boundaries and communication consent, and then coupling that specifically with platonic touch. It changed my life. It transformed how I related to other people. I think you all remember in the family when I was preaching, like almost evangelically, about the power of all of this stuff. And so I became kind of enamored with boundaries and consent communication and cuddling. So I got certified by Cuddle Sanctuary out in Los Angeles. I became a Cuddle Party facilitator through the non-for-profit at JUCO. I got trained as a professional cuddler through Cuddlist. And I continue to try to grow and research this. It's become so much a part of my life now. So I took a bit of a different path, but we came to the same spot.
You're listening to the Dr. Randy Shoup Show. I'm your host, Dr. Randy Shoup, and that was Keely Shoup. And we also have Lisa Meese with us. They are women who are pioneers in a new form of therapy called cuddling or cuddlist. So, Lisa, help the folks that are listening exactly understand what is cuddling? What is a cuddlist? What do you do?
So, cuddling is a form of therapy that involves platonic touch. And platonic touch is always, as we've defined it as an industry, fully clothed, and there is no touching in places that a bathing suit would cover, and not exchange of saliva or bodily fluids. It's very much the sort of touch you would exchange with maybe a friend at a funeral, if you give someone a hug there, or that you remember when you were a kid that your grandmother perhaps pulled you onto your lap when you skinned your knee or when you were having a bad day, or just because that is a thing that makes your day a little bit better. So that is a primary piece of it. Also, for a lot of people, there is a component of talking and learning about how you interact with other humans and with touch that becomes important in this as a therapeutic modality.
Well, I know a lot of people that are listening, and you know, we live in somewhat of a puritanical, we're in the Midwest, we're very conservative. They would think of this as much more intimate, and maybe intimate for you two isn't the right word, because what you do is intimate, but it's not sexual. Help the folks that are listening differentiate and hopefully come to a comfort zone. This is not sexual. This is not sex training. This is this is entirely different. Help folks understand the difference there. Go, Lisa, jump on it.
Okay, so the difference is, you're exactly right. We live in a puritanical society. We live in a place where not everyone believes that platonic touch is even possible. I started to use the analogy of the Snuffleupagus from Sesame Street, because when I was a kid, only Big Bird ever saw the Snuffleupagus, and the other grown-ups were like, I'm not sure this exists. I truly believe that eventually everyone in our society will understand that platonic touch is real. And so some of the examples that I use with people who say, well, I don't think platonic touch is even a thing, all touch is sexual, like, that makes me really sad. Have you never known someone who was grieving and you never put your hand on their shoulder or given that person a hug? And sometimes that helps people understand it. The intention here is not sexual arousal. And sometimes within a session, there can be physiological responses that people are used to thinking of as sexual. It's not that that does never happen. It's that when it does, you react, or we ask our clients to react as they would any time arousal happens in any other non-sexual situation. So if someone becomes aroused at the dentist, they're going to take a couple of deep breaths and think about something different, and they're not going to shift the important part of the interaction they're having with their dentist because they happen to become aroused. Professional cuddling is the same thing. If someone happens to have their thoughts shift in that direction, we just ask that they acknowledge and respect the intention of the session and use whatever technique they have to redirect their thoughts and their energy into the nurturing space, into the relaxing space. Some of the benefits of platonic touch are that it helps the body relax. It moves into what scientists call the rest and digest state of being or state of mind. And if you are becoming aroused and focusing on that, that takes away from the health benefits of moving into that relaxed state that really provides a lot of the scientific benefits from platonic touch.
Well, Keely, tell me who are, you know, who are the clients? Who comes to you? How does this work? You have a cuddle session, and a client comes to your facility. Help the listeners understand what happens. Why do we do this? How does it work?
That's a great question, and I think most people would be really surprised to find that every type of person comes into the session, and they all can get different benefits from it because it really is universally healthy. I would say typical type of clients are people who are searching for connection and who are in some state of discomfort or suffering or anxiety in their life. We have a lot of people who have symptoms of depression and anxiety, and cuddling really helps. It's just a profound way that helps ease the symptoms of depression and anxiety. I have a lot of clients who are recently out of relationships. Either they just got divorced or they just ended a long-standing relationship, and they still need time to heal. They still need time to process all their emotions, to get on with their life, but they're used to having a companion. They're used to having company. Their bodies are actually somewhat more dependent on it. There's the physiological responses when you have access to platonic touch and simply touch in general. And when you deplete that, when you deprive your body of those neuro neurochemicals, then it's profoundly hard to handle. It's difficult to deal with, and they may not want to jump right into a situation where they get into another relationship right away, because we all, don't want to be a rebound. So that's a really common type of person. There are people on the autism spectrum who find it very challenging to connect in social situations, but still really need that benefit from touch without the obligation of different kinds of social interactions that would be challenging. I have mothers who are really, who are caregivers. Or fathers who are caregivers, really on people who are in the caregiving profession, just flat out, they're so used to and they are so depleted from all of the care that they give others, they need some replenishment and they need some nourishing themselves. And this is a great also way to keep their self-care kind of in check and up to date. There's all kinds of people. Honestly, everyone I've ever come across, friends, family members, they can absolutely use it. And if they just simply happen not to have ready access to other outlets, this is a wonderful option for them.
Well, I know you've told me that you have patients that have, for example, some fibromyalgia, some autoimmune mm-hmm. things where touch mm-hmm. is painful for them and uncomfortable, and you have a way of facilitating them getting the kind of touch they need, even though it's painful.
Absolutely. In fact, today I saw a brand new client who had a stroke 2 years ago, and his left side of his body is very difficult to move. He has very limited motion and he has some painful positions. And one of the things that he was looking at in terms of easing a lot of his suffering, his life has changed drastically. He was unable to do the things he used to be able to do, including the job he used to be able to do. Whole massive life shifts. And he got a profound experience out of his session with me today. I also have clients who suffer from extreme rheumatoid arthritis, and they receive relief from cuddle sessions. It's pretty profound. At this point, I have a lot of wonderful anecdotal evidence to give you about the effects that my clients feel with it. But there is actually also some studies going on. There is a study right now being conducted by Johns Hopkins University that is exploring the link between professional cuddling or readily access to oxytocin with chronic pain and chronic illness. So this as a modality, as a healing modality, is becoming a whole lot more viable and visible in the world.
Well, let's do this. Let's take a quick break. I want to come right back after the break, and I want to jump right in with Lisa, because we've all been dancing around and talking about a lot of chemistry, a lot of physiology, a lot of human body science. So let's take a quick break. We'll be right back, and I want to jump back in with Lisa telling us about literally the science, the physiology, the biochemistry of how cuddling helps people and helps them heal. You're listening to the Dr. Randy Shoup Show. I am your host, Dr. Randy Shoup, and we'll be right back right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at ddsradio.com. The leading dental consumer agencies like the ADA and many more look to Dr. Shoup to educate their consumer and doctor members. You can meet with him face-to-face right here in Central Indiana. See more now at ddsradio.com. You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
That music could not be more appropriate, because I have two women here who are pioneers in a new form of therapy. And yes, it is their intent to help you be okay. I have Keely Shoup, and I have Lisa Meese. Keely is from Chicago. Lisa is from Indianapolis. We were discussing how cuddling and being a cuddlist and utilizing cuddle therapy is so helpful for people. And Lisa, you're going to jump in and help us continue the conversation. Tell us about the physiology. Tell us about the biochemistry. Why on earth does this actually work?
So there are several things that it does, and a lot of the mechanism seems to be triggered through what's called the vagus nerve that runs through the whole body. And what happens when you stimulate that nerve, one of the things that can happen is you can trigger what's called the parasympathetic nervous system. So everyone has heard of the flight or fight response, but like everything else in the body, there is a counteracting response that calms that adrenaline and cortisol back down again. It's called the rest and digest response, or the parasympathetic nervous system. So when you trigger that, you provide some really helpful things in the body. You pull hormones like cortisol out of your bloodstream, which helps to reduce inflammation. So those stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline are very useful in the body when you're in a stressful situation and you're trying to pick a car off of a child, or you need to run away from a saber-toothed tiger or something. But when that's not true, when those hormones don't need to provide extra energy, they're kind of like teenagers. They're bored, and then they might cause trouble. And so that's where we get inflammation in the body, and that triggers a lot of things, a lot of cardiovascular disease. We're learning that there is a connection between inflammation and depression and anxiety. So if we can calm that back down, it helps the physiology of the body. It also helps two other areas. It helps your cognitive function. Studies have shown that if you hold a stranger's hand and solve math problems, you will get more of them right than if you solve them without that touch beforehand. So we know that it helps cognitive work. It appears that our brains evolved to solve problems, and when our brains know there's another brain nearby through touch, it helps it function better. The other thing it does is it helps your immune system. If you are exposed to touch, it triggers more what are called natural killer cells that provide an immune response in the body. So there's all these different ways that touch makes us healthier and also happier because it's fun and it feels good.
You're listening to the Dr. Randy Shoup Show. I am your host, Dr. Randy Shoup, and that was Lisa Meese, and she is one of the women pioneers in a new form of therapy, touch therapy, called cuddling. We also have Keely Shoup on the line. And Keely, give us real quickly here, in just a minute or two, what do you see as the benefits? You have clients come to you, you utilize these therapies and these modalities and these treatment regimens. What benefits, what do they tell you gets better, heals, changes for them?
One of the biggest and most common responses I get is that it heals and helps their relationships in their life. The other relationships in their life improve, and that's it results from a couple of different things. One, when they're getting this ready access to oxytocin, ready access to touch, when they know that it is available, it's no longer a scarce resource. People who are operating under the idea that touch and connection is a scarcity in their lives often approach those dynamics with a sense of scarcity or desperation or an intense need. If that need is readily met, if those that is no longer a scarce resource and they're coming to relationships from a place of abundance, calm, tranquility, completion, then their relationships improve. They vastly improve. I also see that people are able to, when they're able to regulate how their body feels through the parasympathetic nervous system that Lisa was just talking about, when they are able to regulate that a lot better, a lot of other things in their life, they have a lot more capacity and a lot more bandwidth to address then. Because that's taken care of. It's one less thing that they have to worry about. Also, in a sense of just kind of purely, we chat. There's some talk therapy in there. I'm not going to claim I am a therapist because that takes a lot of separate schooling that I haven't gone through. But there is some amount of counseling to it, some amount of chatting out through some things. And as Lisa was talking about, they're working through problems. And when you work through problems, touching someone else, holding someone else's hand, then you work through problems better. So I see it really impacting people's connections throughout their entire life. I see it impacting people's jobs. Several of my clients have reported that they were confident enough and secure enough to ask for raises or promotions and got them. That's actually a really funny commonality in a lot of my clients. So it benefits a lot of areas of life, a lot of unexpected areas of life.
Well, I appreciate that. That's terrific. I want to make sure we have enough time to have everybody know about you and Lisa are some of the major movers and shakers, organizers for really the first, the premier, the kickoff, cuddling convention, expo. And tell me about where that is happening and when.
I'm so excited about this. This is a dream of our colleague, the founder, Fay Wyatt. It's a dream of hers that we are helping realize. It's going to happen this September, so just a few weeks away, in Chicago. We'll be at the Crown Plaza Hotel right by O'Hare. We did that so that it's a quick bus ride if anyone's flying in from out of town. And it is at the Crown Plaza Hotel so that we have a block of rooms saved so people are able to have accommodations there. It's going to be a three-day weekend from September 28th, 29th, and 30th. There's going to be people coming in, all of the leaders in this field, and some others coming in to talk, filling up that whole time. So I'm so excited about it. It is the first of its kind.
And so there will be lectures, there will be workshops, there will be avenues for people to learn and experience and get a much wider look at cuddling and cuddle therapy. Is that right?
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of the speakers there are going to be talking about doing this as work, as an occupation, as a healing modality. But there's also going to be a lot of events that are really relevant to anyone, people who are just curious and enthusiastic about what this kind of work, how it impacts lives. There is going to be programming there that's going to be especially interesting to psychiatrists, psychologists, counselors. There's programming. In the evenings, there's an open cuddle event each day. So even if someone just wants to come and get some cuddles by professionals all around the world, there is an option for that. And that's even a separate ticket. So you don't have to buy the whole enchilada if you just want to come to those events.
So
there's really a lot for everyone.
Yeah, so I take it everyone, the public is invited. You can find this convention, and I want everybody to go to the website at ddsradio.com. There's going to be a link over to the Cuddle Expo website where you can find all the information, get the information, and secure your tickets and go. Now, Lisa, help me. We touched about it a little bit. If somebody is interested in this, if somebody either wants it or wants to learn how to do it or wants training, tell us about what's going on to help people get more exposure.
Well, starting with Cuddle Expo would be a great place for anyone who's interested in this as a profession. I have actually completed 5 different trainings, most of the ones that are available, and I'll be leading a panel at Cuddle Expo with the people who created most of those trainings to talk about what the options are in the industry. And if you're interested in sort of the state of the art, like any profession, you want to bring professionals together to be at a conference and talk about best practices and create that community of practice that really strengthens how the profession operates. That's going to be happening at Cuddle Expo. And if people aren't interested in becoming a professional, but they want sort of the best to lead their cuddle experiences, those evening experiences that Hugh talked about are going to be led by some of the people who sort of invented this industry and have done amazing things. So that would be a great place to start. There will be some information on the Cuddle Expo website leading up to and after the event as well, about the different sessions that are available and the professionals that will be presenting.
So give me the dates one more time, Keely. September
28th, 29th, and 30th.
And I want
every weekend of September.
The last weekend of September. I want everybody to go to ddsradio.com. There is going to be a direct link over to the Cuddle Expo website where you can get all the information that you need to make your arrangements to go up. Keely and Lisa, I cannot thank you enough. I really appreciate all the information. I know for a fact that my audience, the listeners, are going to really embrace what you're doing. It's really heartening to listen to two women in really empowered and really focused and pioneers on a really new healing art. Thank you very, very much.
You're so welcome. Thanks for having us.
Cool, cool, cool. It's great. All right. Up next, you get to meet my good friend, Stacy. She is a CrossFit expert, but when she found out she had dental problems, it was really emotionally devastating for her. She's going to tell you all about it right after this.
You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show. Exclusive insider info, audio, and video is online now at ddsradio.com. You're listening to the Dr. Shoup Show, continuing the conversation day and night at ddsradio.com. Here's Dr. Randy Shoup.
Well, it's great to have you all here. Thank you very, very much. And as you all know, this is my favorite part of the whole hour that we spend together. I get to introduce to you one of my friends. And Stacy, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
I told everybody that you are probably one of the most physically fit people and that you spend a really amazing amount of time researching, studying. You are not the casual, occasional person that's involved in health. You take health very, very seriously.
I do.
So tell everybody, I mean, you know, when we all look in the mirror, when the ladies look in the mirror, they want to imagine that they look like you and they are as fit as you. What all do you do? What is your routine that on a day in and day out basis?
Oh, goodness. Well, over the last several years, I spent probably 2 to 3 hours at the gym competing in CrossFit. I do not do that anymore. Now, on a regular basis, I spend about an hour at the gym doing the same thing, doing CrossFit, but just not as much time. It's probably not healthy, to be honest with you, to be in the gym as much as I was. So I am trying to be more health conscious with how much I spend in there. So I do that and I meditate. I think that's a huge thing for your health as well. And then I focus a lot on my nutrition, as you said, the food that I put into my body. So that's kind of my day in and day out.
Well, that's pretty good. Yeah, yes, you can't run a very sophisticated and complicated machine on really bad fuel. You've got to pay attention to what you put in there. And so that brings us to kind of how, tell everybody how you and I got together. How did we find each other?
Oh, goodness. Well, I'll make a long story short.
Okay, go ahead.
I have an autoimmune condition called Hashimoto's. And as we've talked about, I'm very into health. And instead of just band-aiding it with, some drugs like you can do, I really want to find the root cause. And I want to do my best to heal my body because I believe that it can. In the process of doing that, my doctor mentioned that I needed to probably have an old filling taken out that has the silver kind, the old kind.
Sure.
And he told me that I needed to have it done by someone that knew what they were doing in stuff you.
But you still came to me. Okay, that was a nice thing.
Yes. So he recommended me to come to you. And I have to say, my experience at your office has been amazing. I can't imagine now going back to where I was previous because of the care that I get there. And I actually feel like my teeth could be nice again, which is great.
Well, you bring us to the next point, which is really, really important. I mean, you obviously spend a lot of time and you think about and you study and you're knowledgeable about how to keep yourself healthy. When you and I got together, you had this old mercury silver filling, but then you and I did a really good comprehensive exam where we took the video camera and took pictures of your teeth. And what else did we discover?
We discovered a couple more cavities, which was really
I thought I was going to have to call a counselor for you. You almost just melted down because it's just so contrary to what you were wanting and how you wanted to be and the image of yourself to look in there and go, holy smokes. I mean, I've had all these dentists look at me all this time, and then nobody ever told me I've got all these other things. And we kind of, back in your heavy-duty CrossFit days, I think what we figured out was the sport drinks probably got to you.
I would agree.
Because, I mean, in order to do that, man, you need a ton of hydration. You need a ton of electrolytes and all that kind of stuff. And that's the first thing people run to. And it's really, really acidic. And that just fuels the fire of the bacteria that like to make cavities. And so, I was scared because you looked at that and went, holy smokes, that can't be me. But it was.
That's how I felt. That's how I felt.
I know. Yeah. And I felt really badly for you because I was kind of the bearer of all the bad news and so forth. But there is light at the end of the tunnel, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So now that we started doing things, how is it going for you?
It's going great. Well, we've done the first phase. I think we had like about a four-step phase, I think, or four phases that we're going to go through. And
I think so.
Yeah, and I think it's going well, as good as it can for myself. As many as other people, all kind of have some anxiety about going to the dentist. And I have to say, like, I couldn't believe how quick I was in and out this last time with the work that you did. I can't believe there was no numbing, there was no anything. I still got a little worked up because that's just me. But it was great. I mean, knowing that that was even the worst section of my mouth and the other three are going to be so much easier, it really was easy. I really can't believe how easy it was, to be honest with you.
See, you jumped over something real quickly right there in that. Uh-oh. You went in and you said, we did fillings on you and we didn't have to give you shots and we didn't have to numb you up, right?
Right.
People don't believe that it's true.
Oh, it is absolutely true.
That's voodoo. That's hocus pocus. He just says that, but he still gives people shots for real. And so, but no, I didn't.
There was zero shots, people. Like the filling, he took out an old filling and replaced it with something better. Zero shots, guys. No numbing, no anything. It was awesome.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like pulling a magic trick almost. You really like to see the expression on people's faces because, you know, when we got done and took everything, to see, you're done. And you looked at me like, what? I can't be. No.
Right.
We haven't even got started yet.
It was that quick.
Said, no, they're all done and they're all cleaned up and you can go home now. It's all good. So
I know.
That's great. It's really great to shock and disappoint you in a sense like that. So congratulations.
Yeah, I know.
So congratulations. Hey, Stacy, thank you very, very much for spending some time with me. I really appreciate it. I know that there's people out there that will, you will have helped somebody because everybody that listens to the program, they always tell me that, I heard somebody on your show talk about this or that, and this or that absolutely perfectly applied to them. And so if we can, if you and I can help somebody get motivated to find the kind of treatment and care that they need, all the better.
Right. Absolutely. I completely agree. I hope that they can find someone like you or find you to do good work because everybody deserves it. I can't believe I did not know you sooner and that bums me out, but I'm thankful that I have you now. So
hey, listen, we give absolution to everybody when they come in the door. So it's all good. And so we'll get everything all finished up and then you will be perfect forever.
That's great. I'm looking forward to that.
Cool. Hey, Stacy, again, thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. I'll see you in the office next time.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you have it. I hope you were as impressed as I was with these two women pioneering revolutionary form of therapy, helping people. It is really heartening to see folks that are out there taking a chance, and be sure to go to Cuddle Expo in Chicago. It is the last weekend of September. It is open to the public. You certainly do need to buy a ticket, but go to the website at ddsradio.com and you can have a quick link over to cuddleexpo.com. That's cuddleexpo.com. So until you and I talk next time, be sure to brush and floss.